USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Washington Post is reporting Attorney General William Barr is considering resigning over President Trump's tweets about Justice Department investigations. Top GOP lawmakers are still standing behind Barr. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham, and House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy are all praising Barr as a man of the highest character and unquestionable integrity. They say he's committed without qualification to securing equal justice under law for all Americans. The Attorney General has been facing heightened criticism following the Justice Department's decision to override federal prosecutors in the Roger Stone case. The department, at Barr's direction, asked for a sentence of far less than the original 7 to 9 years that was recommended for the president's former associate. This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
South Korea, Canada, Australia, and Britain are rushing to evacuate citizens from a cruise ship that is quarantined off Japan's coast amid a drastic increase of coronavirus infections among its passengers. The Diamond Princess, it's the world's largest cluster of confirmed COVID-19 cases outside of China, with more than 500 passengers infected with the disease. Jurors who will decide the fate of former movie producer Harvey Weinstein ended their first day of deliberations without a verdict. The panel spent about 5 hours discussing the case behind closed doors. Judge James Burke gave final instructions to the jury, 7 men and 5 women, and to find each of the 5 felony counts of rape and sexual assault against Weinstein before sending them to weigh the case. The charges stem from 2 accusers who say they were assaulted by Weinstein years ago. If convicted, the 67-year-old faces life in prison. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A new Democratic face will be on stage for the Wednesday debates in Las Vegas. Michael Bloomberg has qualified due to his poll numbers. Bloomberg has spent $450 million of his own money on ads, and it's paying off. In the Super Tuesday state of Virginia, he's now tied for the lead with Bernie Sanders.
Anybody here worth $60 billion, you can run for president. And you could buy the airwaves. My friends, that is called oligarchy, not democracy.
Sanders, who's leading in Nevada, has recently been engaging in a full battle with Bloomberg. There's a new report out that lists America's most sinful states. And USA's Chris Barnes is taking a look.
It says to figure out where the country has the most moral growth to do, WalletHub compared all 50 states based on anger and hatred, jealousy, excesses and vices, greed, lust, vanity, laziness. At the top of the list is Nevada, home to Sin City itself. Texas, Florida, California, and Georgia complete the top 5 most sinful states. Vermont was named the nation's least sinful state. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.